WHO begins cutbacks as lack of U.S. taxpayer dollars bites hard. By Simon Kent on February 3, 2026. Drastic cuts forced on the World Health Organization. WHO, by President Donald Trump withdrawing U.S. taxpayer dollars from the globalist behemoth are hitting hard. The organization's chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus lamented. Ghebreyesus told the agency's annual executive board meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, that 2025 was undeniably one of the most difficult years in our organization's history, with many donors tightening their belts, AFP reports. Significant cuts to our funding left us with no choice but to reduce the size of our workforce, he said. The United States reserved the right to withdraw when it joined the WHO in 1948. On condition of 1 year's notice, and meeting its financial obligations in full for the fiscal year. Trump confirmed the U.S. was exiting the agency on the first day of his return to office in January 2025, having criticized the organization for being too China-centric during the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said it took the decision due to the WHO's mishandling of the pandemic, an inability to reform and political influence from member states. While the notice is now up, Washington has withheld its 2024 or 2025 dues, owing around $260 million. The U.S. has been the WHO's top individual donor in recent years, with Washington contributing more than $400 million to the organization in 2020. As the notice countdown expired, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said the WHO had tarnished and trashed everything that America has done for it, with the insults to America continuing to the end. At the executive board, Israel said the WHO had become politicized and the U.S. withdrawal should trigger a rethink about the UN subsidiary's future and purpose. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.